All right, and with that, let's move to our feature for the evening, and that is our visit with the trio, The Ordinary Things. These three musicians are rather seasoned in other groups, including The Porter Draw and Eileen and the In-Betweens, but came together in shared space in the living room of a newly married couple and grew from there with all original music and a new album coming out right now. It's actually been out for just a little bit. It's called Stories. And on the 25th of this month, that's right, I guess it was Wednesday, just before the holiday, or was it Monday? In any event, in came The Ordinary Things. I think it was Monday the 25th, with Chip Borton behind the console, assisted by Ethan Stein. The band are Jacqueline Chacon on lead vocals and drums, Justin McLaughlin on bass, vocals, and synthesizer, and on guitar and vocals, Andrew Chacon. We had a good long conversation with the group to talk about their evolution in their music, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But let's jump right into the studio from earlier this week with The Ordinary Things.
All right, this one's called Let It Rain.
Thank you.
All right, We're the Ordinary Things. This is the title track of our new album called Stories. This one's called Breathe For Me. This is the very last track on the album.
Looking me that you are my friend. Breathe for me again. Breathe for me that you are my friend.
This one is called I Am the Space. This was the sort of a late entry or a late contender to be on the album, and it made it. And this one was the one that had probably the most outside production influence. But yeah, I think it we play it differently now live than we did before we went into the studio. So it kind of took on a cool life of its own. So I Am the Space.
Hang on their obstacles, hang on their breath, hang on illusion, hang on their death. The flowers are dead, my mind is in bloom, my body is infinite. To hold is to die, a little inside, don't put out my light just yet. I am the space. I am the
So we're here with Ordinary Things. Ordinary Things are Jacqueline Chacon, who you hear on lead vocals and drums. Andrew Chacon, who you hear on the Flying V guitar and vocals. Justin McLaughlin, who is on vocals, bass, and the mini synthesizer. Someday you're going to have to explain the nerve it takes to call a band Ordinary and what that was about. And this would be a good time.
All right. So I think, how did that come to be? So we sort of were toying with this idea of, there's the Japanese concept, wabi-sabi. So finding beauty in the ordinary, the mundane things in life. And that's kind of how that was born, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was born with the two of you, the Chacons, as newlyweds, as couples. Mm-hmm. At what point in your time together did this start to come together?
Always knew Jacqueline played drums. I just sometimes played guitar every now and then, and we tried a few times playing, but then Jacqueline started playing out with other bands, and she started singing more with these bands, and started writing songs. Mm-hmm. And then we started jamming.
So is this, I mean, I imagine in, you know, when you're cohabiting, you know, that those first two or three years, part of that, it's sort of that empty time where it's just the two of you, what are you gonna do? The ordinary mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. I imagine that was where mm-hmm. some of this came from, but mm-hmm. but was it? Just mm-hmm. like the two of you hanging out with your instruments?
Yeah, I think so in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
She
would show me some stuff, and then I would show her some stuff, and I would learn her songs. Mm-hmm. She would be playing and singing them, and. Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And I think it sort of evolved because he sort of at the beginning was like, "I'm never gonna play on stage in front of anyone," because he's really introverted, and it sort of we started jamming together, and it was meshing really well, and. We were like, oh, we have some songs here, which is really cool. So mm-hmm. then we started to seek out a bass player, and it sort of just evolved from there.
And this is where Justin McLaughlin, you come in, not as the first bass player, mm-hmm. but maybe as the second or the third mm-hmm. bass player. Second. But you also bring a lot of experience in this town, and you also bring a very special toy with you, mm-hmm. which is been really on display tonight. Tell us about that little synth from another age.
That's a Korg Mini Log, and it actually it's only about the 3 years old. They released about 3 years ago, but for what it is, it has the everything that you want from like a Moog from the 60s, and there's extra bells and whistles on it too. So there's so many sounds you can get. And with the filters and with the, you know, doing the resonance. And I only know about 20% of that synth at this point. When I first started playing with them, I think I only knew 5%. But now I'm getting more comfortable with it. And it adds another layer because we are a trio. And sometimes with trio, there's a lot of space. And then you want to fill those spaces in, you know. And that's why I was like, Jackie, can I bring a synth to rehearsal? And she's like, well, okay. And then she ended up liking it. So.
I wasn't hesitant. Yeah. No, but, I was all for it.
But when you went in to record this, and this was Matthew Tobias mm-hmm. production.
Yeah.
You walked in with a very different sound from where you started as the two of you in your living room, sort mm-hmm. of making noise in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. I suspect. Mm-hmm. So what when I heard this band playing as the Eurythmics, I had one sensation of what was going on. And then I heard this album, Stories, the full length, and there is so much delicacy in the way that thing is put together and the way you're all working. How does what we're hearing tonight is an attempt to get that, to reproduce that in a live situation. Is this how you play live? Because you're a rock and roll band. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can kick it much bigger than what we're hearing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What you heard today is how we sound. Even the album sounds a little more different because we're at a different spot. And now songs just kind of arrange themselves over time. And they, mm-hmm. you know, and it's really just really a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, like, I came into the band at the end of March, and then we just did...
March of 2019.
Yeah, this year.
This is like a really fast-moving...
Really new.
It was fast, and then all of a sudden I had a gig with them in April, and then we kept doing more and more gigs, and we still rehearse once a week, and so by the time of between April and then our recording, we recorded in the first week of July, so I had a few months, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. April, May, June, yeah. Mm-hmm. A few months of rehearsals and tightening it up to get the arrangements down, and it worked out perfectly. Mm-hmm. And now it's 3 months after, and we're already ready to do another album, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot more contributions coming from Justin in terms of sound. Mm-hmm. But tell me some about how these songs and these lyrics came together. We have yet to hear the song American Dream, which is a very deceptive song because it sounds very upbeat until you hear what's happening to the people in the story, which is mm-hmm. not good.
No.
Is that based on life as a working musician and people you've seen?
Yeah, I think just life in general right now. I sort of wanted to capture... I think in all of my songwriting endeavors, I want it to be metaphorical enough so that it can be interpreted in multiple ways by the listener. But this one felt like, you know, we live in kind of a difficult time right now. Probably everybody says that about the time they grow up in. But, yeah, so I just wanted to sort of touch on what life is like right now in the world and how harsh it can be. And, yeah, but I think, so actually Andrew wrote the guitar riff for that. And that's sort of just what flowed out. And it felt kind of, it felt a little bit contradictory, the lyrics over that, but it also felt pretty right at the same time.
What I really like about that song is in the third verse, like, it was the last fix, it was the last time, and we never saw him again. And you could take it like, we never saw him because it was his last time and he quit, or mm-hmm. I mean, I'm picturing him overdosing or something like that, and then he died. So I don't know. Yeah. You know, I don't know mm-hmm. what the answer is, and Jackie has never told me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I don't. I never will.
I know.
Okay.
The answer is what you want it to be.
Okay. Well, you can't use that line on me, however, because there's a line in "I Am the Space," which is almost which is like the space philosophy, in terms of lyrics and what you're talking about, but. You do this play of Pot Calling the Kettle, mm-hmm. and there's a line, and I'm going to get it a little bit wrong, but you say, I'm not the kettle, I am the tea.
Mm-hmm.
It's referring to, you know, the color black, and mm-hmm. you're riffing off of that. Mm-hmm. From where does that come?
Yeah, so that sort of, it's just sort of this, how am I going to word this properly? Yeah, it's sort of that, like, not taking things at face value or not giving people the benefit of the doubt or just having confidence in life, which sometimes I think we all struggle with. So, you know, it's sort of like this punchy line of, like, you know, the pot called me black, but I'm not the kettle, I'm the tea. Like, I'm more than that.
You mean you're the thing inside, not the surface?
Yeah, exactly. So, just sort of phrasing it in that way. You know.
All right, this is called American Dream.
Been listening to The Ordinary Things, the trio in performance will be celebrating their new album, Stories, a week from tonight at the Launch Pad, sharing the bill with Red Light Cameras, Talking Hours, Jesse Deluxe, True Story House, and a bunch of others. Jacqueline Chacon, Justin McLaughlin, Andrew Chacon are The Ordinary Things. Thanks to Ethan Stein and Chip Borton. Yeah, let that go. We'll be back next week with Mineral Hill, recorded live, and perhaps some other things besides. Stay tuned for Route 66 coming up next. Leave you with one more little taste of the album by The Ordinary Things, Stories. But please.